Hello, everyone, and welcome to Living a Life Through Books, the podcast about everything bookish. I'm your host, Dr. Shanaz Ahmad, and today is Month in Review, and we're doing the last month of the year, so we are doing December 2023. To start off with, I want to say that I'm planning a couple more episodes coming up soon. One is Year in Review, and then hopefully a New Year's episode. I'm sure all three episodes will somehow overlap here or there, so please bear with me. Since this is Month in Review, let's just talk about the four books I read this month. What? Four? Did you hear me right? Yes, you heard me right. Only four this month. You are probably wondering why not the usual six or eight or something, but I guess the moment I realized that I wasn't going to make my 100 book goal of the year and that I most certainly wasn't going to kill myself over that, I just said, I'm going to take it easy. I read what I wanted to read and it was nice having a chill month. Usually I'm like, go, 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 go. And this month it felt good to just let go of my own expectations for my goals. And that's the thing. The goals were my own. It's all a product of myself challenging and pushing. And I said no more. I remember last year, I'm pretty sure I did an episode on how to catch up or make your goals if you're behind. Read the short books. And I have them from last year, the books, I mean. But for December, I just said, don't worry about it. I could have pushed for 85 books or 90, but the moment it wasn't 100 and the moment I knew the race was lost, I figured, I'm going to enjoy the ride. So friends, let's just go over the four books I read this month. I'll be musing more about this whole goal situation either in my year in review or in my New Year's reading goal setting episode or something like that. But let's get to this episode and the books I read this month real quick. Please, please, please read the show notes for ways to support me and I thank you. Okay, here we are. Book one, Save the Cat, The Last Book on Screenwriting That You'll Ever Need by Blake Snyder. I read this book on a recommendation of a friend because he wanted me to see how to break down story structure for my novel. Of course, screenwriting and novel writing have different rules, but when it comes to story and playing with the heartstrings, the mechanics are similar. Anyway, I liked the book. I liked the breakdown of beats in a story and where the high point needs to be, etc., etc., etc. I learned something and hope it helps me in my writing process. Book two, Orphan Train by Christina Baker Klein. We did a book club on this one, and that episode will be coming up soon, maybe after the New Year's goal setting episode. But this book, it's a story about the orphans in New York who are sent on this train to go from place to place to place in the hopes they are adopted. But the people who take these children for free basically use them as free labor. And anyway, listen to the episode when it comes out. Book three, Sing Nightingale by Marie-Hélène Poitras. This book is an allegory, symbolic for what? Honestly, I cannot tell you. I wonder, I mean, was it love? Found and lost? Was it about return to family? Was it about change in leadership? Holding on to power? There was symbolism, but it went straight over my head. And no, I don't wish to reread, to figure it out and study it because this is the kind of college or high school assignment that kids would break their heads over and never want to read another book again. I think the prose was beautiful if only I fully understood the story. Book four, Water Street, Harriet Farrell, Book One by John Maxwell. This book takes place in Great Britain in 1863 during the American Civil War and the British non-involved involvement that could have changed the literal course of history because of the Union blockade of Confederate ships. The main character, Harriet Farrell, is married to a man who is supportive of the Confederacy, and she's basically assigned to spy on him because she's on the Union side, and there are all these other characters who are there to stir the pot. Interesting storyline. Give it a go and let me know what you guys thought. And that's all for the books of this month. I'm midway through a few books, and I'm hopeful Jan 2024 has a good start and a great month in review. I'm also hopeful for this podcast coming up in the new year, hopeful for getting caught up, hopeful for doing more episodes with myself and maybe some guests. We shall see. I'll keep you guys posted. I better stop here because I have to do a year in review with my top 10 books of the year. So stay tuned for that as the next episode. Before I go, if you loved this episode or any of my previous episodes, please take a moment to write me a review on Apple Podcasts. Please share this podcast with your family and friends and through your social media channels. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram on Living a Life Through Books. I'm also on Clubhouse. Look me up by name. I'm on TikTok. My tag is at Dr. Shanaz Ahmed. You can reach me through email. My address is livingalifethroughbooks@gmail.com. My website is shanazahmed.com. That is shanazahmed.com. The opening and closing music to this and all my previous episodes was composed by my husband, Brad Slavik. I'm Dr. Shanaz Ahmed with Living a Life Through Books signing off. Remember to water the seeds within you. It's time.